With Montana News, I'm Austin Amostoy. Montana Republicans swept statewide offices in the 2024 election. At the top of the ticket, Republican Tim Sheehy defeated three-term incumbent Democrat John Tester. The Associated Press called that race around 4:30 this morning. The former U.S. Navy SEAL promised to address the southern border crisis and curb government regulation. Tester was the last remaining Democrat in Montana to hold statewide office. Governor Greg Gianforte won a second term. Gianforte spoke to a crowd of supporters at a GOP watch party in Bozeman soon after the AP called his win over Democrat Ryan Bussey minutes after polls closed.
I can tell you that serving as your governor these last 4 years has been the greatest honor of my life. And now we get four more years.
Republicans are celebrating wins in the rest of Montana's top executive positions. That includes James Brown as state auditor, Christy Jacobson as secretary of state, Susie Hedlund as superintendent of public instruction, Bowen Greenwood as clerk of the Supreme Court, and Austin Knutson as attorney general. Knutson said this to supporters last night as early results showed strong support for the GOP.
What a great night to be a Republican in America, but what a great night to be a Republican in Montana. Thank you all.
Republicans also held both congressional districts with wins from Ryan Zinke in the West and Troy Downing in the East. While giving the GOP wins across the board, Montanans also voted in support of access to abortion. Voters approved CI 128, which prohibits the government from denying the right to abortion before fetal viability. The measure also guarantees abortion access post-viability to protect the pregnant person's life or health. Montana is one of 10 states voting on abortion. An amendment failed in Florida to reach a 60% threshold. Meanwhile, voters have added reproductive rights protections in Missouri, Colorado, and Maryland. As of this hour, two other ballot measures that could change how the state's election system works were not called by the Associated Press. Contests for the two seats on the Montana Supreme Court were not called as well. In those races, with about 90% of the vote in, Corey Swanson holds a 9-point lead in the election for Chief Justice. Catherine Bidegary holds an 8-point lead for the court's third seat.